Hello, St. Pete. You are listening to Jewels with Jewels podcast on Radio St. Pete 96.7. I'm your host, Jewels Warren. What makes Florida so special is its diverse landscape and the abundance of wildlife that surround us. From palm trees to amazing sunsets, the Everglades, and sprawling beaches, Florida has always been known for its lush environment and exotic wildlife. Today, I'm going to take you to an art exhibit at Wild Space Gallery, located at 2026 Fairfield Avenue South in Building 7, located in the Warehouse Arts District. Wild Space Gallery is open to the public Wednesday through Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. Hours are extended until 9 p.m. for Second Saturday Art Walk. For all of you outdoorsy alligator wrestling folks, you are going to love this gallery. Wild Space Gallery is founded by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. As an extension of the foundation's mission, Wild Space Gallery advances awareness of conservation issues within the state of Florida. Their mission statement is to curate thought-provoking exhibitions where art serves as a vessel for engaging, challenging, and inspiring collaborative ideas that protect Florida's wild spaces. There are two concurrent exhibitions. One is a traveling show called You Are Here, created by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, and the other is called Enduring Light by artist Jeff Ripple and curated by Noelle Smith. Together, the two exhibits surround you with gorgeous photographs of Florida's wildlife and paintings of our beautiful sunsets and landscapes. It's quite an experience. You Are Here is a traveling show created by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, which started in 2023. The show takes viewers on a journey across the 18 million acre connected landscape from the Everglades to the Alabama-Georgia state lines through photography, maps, and informational panels. Jeff Ripple's Enduring Light exhibit presents Florida landscape paintings inspired by the Hudson River Valley School. Ripple is a Florida artist whose studio-based works are derived from on-site air studies, sketches, and photographs. His paintings focus on Florida's ever-changing panoramas of sky, light, and water, and achieve a kind of poetic realism that invites contemplation of our country's historical relationship to its natural environment. Stay with me. We're going to chat with artist Jeff Ripple, curator Noelle Smith, and the gallery's director, Leslie Elsassor. All right, so first we're going to talk to Jeff Ripple. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for being here for the Radio St. Pete listeners.
Hi, Joel.
Good. It's great to meet you. How's the show going?
It's going well. We had a great turnout tonight for the talk, and people seem to enjoy it, and, you know, it's going well.
And what did you talk about?
I talked with Noelle about my process, my journey from writing natural history books to being a kayak guide to being a full-time large format fine art photographer and now a painter doing landscape paintings.
Very nice. That's quite a lifetime of career choices.
Anything to make a living outside.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you originally from Florida?
I am not originally from Florida. I moved here when I was 8.
When you were 8. So you grew up here and you know a lot about it.
We moved like 9 times before I was 8. So truly, Florida is the place.
It sounds like somebody might have been in the military.
Airlines.
Okay. There you go. So what got you interested in the wildlife in Florida?
As a kid, I spent a lot of time outside, and I grew up in Southeast Florida in Fort Lauderdale at a time where there were still some wild spaces even within, you know, Fort Lauderdale. There were empty lots, and there were some big trees still, and we built tree forts and caught lizards and flew lizards on our balsa airplanes and sent them out on sailboats and wore them as jewelry, and so
you were just completely immersed in the whole environment that you
that's what we did. Yeah, we flew kites and we were, you know, we were in it all, you know, all day long, and so that's
what intrigued you and inspired you,
right? In particular, birds. So even as a little kid, I was making my own bird books.
Wow. So, do you have published books?
I do. I think there's 10 out there.
Wonderful. And so tell us about your paintings that are in the gallery here. They are beautifully done, and they're all the landscape.
Yep, they're all landscapes. They're all oil landscapes. Some of them are smaller plein air pieces that I've done on site. I do those as studies, often in preparation for larger studio pieces. I paint primarily in the studio, though I love painting outside. Some of the pieces, three of them, have fireflies and moonrises in them, and those are pieces built from imagination. They're real places, but I've imagined the moon coming up where it does, and this year out near my home was a tremendous year for fireflies, all season long up until just before Thanksgiving. But in particular, in April and May, it was just, I could walk down the stairs at 9 at night out into my little sand driveway and be immersed in
little sparkling lights.
Yeah, everywhere.
Is what
yeah.
they give off, right? Yeah. How wonderful.
So some were low, some were high, but there were thousands of them.
So it sounds like you combine what you're really seeing with your imagination.
Right, and
that's
memory.
That's beautiful. And so you say that your paintings are inspired by the Hudson River Valley School. What can you tell us about that?
They were paintings in our painters, a couple generations of them, in the 1800s. And it's considered the first American essentially school of art. So they were painters who did lots of studies outside, painting outside, and then would do larger works in their studio. They started out in New York, and it kind of branched out into some other areas, but was primarily based in New York. And they were all about the atmosphere, very fine drawing, and a lot of glow in the atmosphere, the effect of light on the landscape.
Very nice. Very interesting. Your studio-based works are derived from air studies, sketches, and photographs. What goes on with the air studies? What exactly?
They're plein air studies, which means they're studies done outside on site. And what I do is I'll, you know, go to a place and I'm like, this looks interesting. I think I'd like to do a little painting here. And so I have equipment that I bring with me. Sometimes it's gouache, sometimes it's oils. Sometimes I do the studies in pencil and chalk on toned paper, but usually it's their oil studies. And I spend a couple hours usually on a small, you know, 6x8 or 9x12 panel. You know, within that time, the light, it's usually on a sunny day, the light I find changes after 2 hours to a point where you're like, might as well be working on a completely different painting. So
right.
I try to
yes.
keep it within yes. 2.5 hours.
All right, so your ever-changing panoramas of sky, light, and water, you say, achieve a kind of poetic realism. That's exactly what you're talking about, I would imagine, right?
It is. I like to paint realistic landscapes, and the poetry comes in from, they're informed by memory, imagined events. The whole painting, when it's done, you would never know that there was any, you would think that if it was a photograph, you would have think that it was right there. Even if it's a landscape that I've built from different pieces of landscape in different parts of maybe the same place, like the cypress trees from this part of the river with the palm trees of this part of the river and the sandbank from this part of the river, put them all together in this fictional kind of riverbank on a sunrise that I probably didn't see, but would have happened in that area, or a moonrise, you know, put all these things together and create this magical scene that is completely realistic. That's where the poetry comes in, because it's infusing, you know, what's inside me, what I've processed more than just like a camera, not just like taking a photo of it, but it's been through the whole filter of what is me back out onto a two-dimensional form.
All right, so now we're going to talk with Leslie. She is the gallery director. Hi, Leslie. Thanks for being here for the listeners.
Thank you, Jules. It's a pleasure to be here.
And what can you tell us about being the director of Wild Space Gallery?
So it's a really unique position, because how the gallery is positioned, it's within the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. One of our goals and our missions are to further the missions of Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, the preservation, conservation, and restoration of the wild spaces in Florida. So that was the genesis of that. And then we have a curator, Noelle Smith, who works on 6 shows per year. And we have a very small team. We have a gallery associate, me, the curator, and a very part-time exhibition designer and installation person. And we really work towards the balance between that contemporary art and then the conservation of the wild spaces in Florida.
So the two are always combined, is what it sounds like.
They're combined and they're autonomous. We're one company, but we have a lot of autonomy with what we show. But we're unique in the sense that we have a lot of support from the corridor, and that the exhibitions really do educate and help people fall in love with the wild spaces in Florida.
I think the gallery also has a very important mission, which is to bring people in.
Yes.
You know, the people come. We're going on our third year. You know, we've been building a constituency, and people come to see the art, and then they learn about the corridor and the corridor's mission. And so I think it's a really good kind of combination.
Yes, yes.
You know.
That's what Florida's known for, is its beautiful environment and all its exotic wildlife. People come here for that. I've lived out west for many years in the Southwest,
yeah.
And I just can't wait to come back to Florida, and you miss all your birds and everything around you, and the manatees. You just see them on a daily basis. So Florida is very blessed with that.
Right. And the corridor, one thing we do is to encourage people to look beyond the beaches, to look beyond Disney World, to realize that there's this wilderness here that in some places is still untouched. And the messaging from the corridor is so important. The messaging in the corridor is built on photography and video. And that idea is that this conservation photography, what it's called, then brings the world, brings the wild to the people, and they see it. And conservation photography is not nature photography. Mm-hmm. Conservation photography is the end and action. So you're taking a picture because you want people to realize what's going on in this picture. And you want them to appreciate it. And you want them to say, well, maybe I better be more cognizant of what's going on in the environment. So I think the genius of the corridor, the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, is to so fully embrace the idea of video and photography and the power of imagery,
yes,
to move people to action. And so the corridor is just genius at that. It's at the very, very center of the corridor. Of course, it was founded by Carlton Ward Jr., who is a very, very noted National Geographic photographer. So again, not everything we show is photography or conservation photography. It all goes into forming an appreciation,
yes,
and a knowledge.
And storytelling. That's one of the pillars, to tell the story.
The images tell the story.
Whether it's visual or it's written,
right,
but it's part of the narrative of conservation and the narrative of the wild spaces. You know, the animals don't have a voice, right?
Yes, exactly.
But images do.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak to people in many different ways. So through the 6 exhibitions during the year and all the related events, for the different pieces of the community, tell that story.
Right.
Yes, so. Exactly. Very well said. And it makes people remember what's going on, because we all get busy with our lives every day. And even if you do live in Florida, you forget how important that part of life is.
And you don't always see it.
And
you don't always see the wild Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There are 1,000 people a day allegedly moving to Florida. So what we see is a lot of our daily lives. We see our shopping places, you know, our transport roads. You don't always see what happens, which a lot of these photographers, videographers, painters are out showing us.
So the show is a traveling show.
This is 2 concurrent shows. One is a traveling show called You Are Here.
Yes.
That was actually created. It was my first job for the corridor before we even had the gallery. And it was created for travel, but the first venue was the Florida House in Washington, D.C. The exhibition basically sort of sketches out the corridor and that big map, and then it's divided into various areas of importance of the corridor: working lands, waterways, crossings, and wetlands, I think. Those are the 4 main areas that they chose. And then we chose the photographs for it, and it's traveled around. It went to the State Fair. It went to another another venue on the East Coast, you know, so this is its homecoming.
Okay.
This is its last stop.
A choice.
Beautiful photographs. We printed them on metal because we knew it was going to be traveling. And plus, I think the metal brings out a particular reality.
A luminosity
to them. And so we knew that this exhibition is coming here. And I thought, well, yes, it could fill the whole gallery, but maybe I'll bring someone else in here. I'd met Jeff, and I was very interested in the idea of how the different media, photography defines the way you receive the message, and then painting gives you a different way of receiving a message.
Yes.
And so I was interested in putting those two together to have sort of a resonance between them. That was the whole idea of the show, and Jeff was just so generous because, my gosh, we're working a year ahead.
2027 now.
We're working a year ahead, and I just went to him in April and I said, Jeff,
we need you to do all of this.
And he just...
He did.
He did. He painted all of those, and he was just so patient and wonderful. I went up there 3 times. You came up once.
Yeah.
He was just so great to work with.
And he's a good choice because after speaking with him, he grew up here since he was 8 years mm-hmm. old, and he still lives in the wild, and he's so completely into it. So what a perfect artist to choose.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
There was something so interesting, though. So when we do tours, I do a lot of them. What's so interesting, and probably never was an intention of Jeff Ripple or any of the conservation photographers in New York here, is that conservation photography started in the 19th century. It's why we have Yosemite Park. It was because of the conservation photographers, but it sort of used painting because it became a new media of reality, and painting reinvented itself, right? And Jeff talked about how that the imagination and being able to explore a place, how it felt in painting, was born out of that. But then in the 21st century, conservation photography wanted to be part of the contemporary art conversation. So it came full cycle, and it was a beautiful pairing, I think. I think, you know, maybe it wasn't the intention of the artist, but together it was a whole other conversation.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
I had a chance the other day to look at both walls, and they just blend in perfectly with his paintings, and he does more landscapes, and he does the sunsets, all of that, and beautifully done. Mm-hmm. And then you look to the right and you see the animals and the huge photographs. It's just gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
Yes, very well done, ladies.
All right, there you have it. An opportunity to experience and appreciate the beautiful aspects of Florida in one show. The You Are Here exhibit by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation and the Enduring Light exhibit by artist Jeff Ripple. Both combine Florida's landscape and wildlife, bringing you exquisite conservation photography and landscape paintings. The show runs through January 10th, 2026. At the Wild Space Gallery, located in the Arts District at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South in Building 7. All information can be found at floridawildlifecorridor.org. Thank you for joining me on Jewels with Jewels. I'm Jules Warren, your host for the St. Pete's Art Scene. Happy holidays. See you next time.